Hey, it's JD here, and I really hope you're enjoying the countdown so far. I want to tell you about something special we've got going on, though. Every year we do something called a pod list. It's a podcast playlist where I solicit you, the listener, to create your favorite pavement jams. That's right, if you are musically talented or even if you are not. Get your band together or pick up your fucking acoustic guitar and jam your fucking balls out. That's what I want. From there, take the WAV file, email it to me at jd@meetingmalchemist.com or send it via WeTransfer, and Bob's your uncle. That's all it takes, and you will be on the Meeting Malchemist pod list 5. And now, on with the countdown.
Previously on the Pavement Top 50.
So there it is. Track 36 on the countdown is Harness Your Hopes from the June 22nd release of the Spit on a Stranger EP. And then later on the Brighten the Corner Nicene Craters edition reissue. Chad from Los Angeles. What are you vibing with this song? Talk to me.
So, it's funny. I like this. I mean, let me preface it with, I like this song a lot. Is it my favorite Pavement song? No. You know, it's probably not in my top 25 or 30 favorite Pavement songs. Okay. But that doesn't mean that it's not a good song. It's obviously it's a really good song. I really enjoy it.
Hey, this is Westy from the rock and roll band Pavement, and you're listening to the countdown.
Hey, it's JD here, back for another episode of our Top 50 Countdown for seminal indie rock band, Pavement. Week over week, we're going to count down the 50 essential Pavement tracks that you selected with your very own top 20 ballots. I then tabulated the results using an abacus and 10 metric rulers and a box of rat poison. How will your favorite song fare in the rankings? Well, you'll need to tune in to find out. So there's that. This week, I'm joined by Pavement superfan Ryan from Soundtrack Your Life. Ryan, how the fuck are you?
I'm doing great. Excited to talk about Pavement.
That is good to hear. Yeah, and you came to the right place then, because that's what we're going to do. And we'll kick it right off. We won't mess around. We'll kick things right off with your Pavement origin story.
So I was in high school, and I have an older sister. I have many older sisters, but I have one specific older sister who was working in the music business. Wow. And I think she had a big hand in telling me, like, there's more to music than just what you hear on the radio.
Right.
And I don't know exactly how that conversation came up, but Pavement was definitely one of the bands that she recommended for me. And in 97, she was working at Capitol Records, and Capitol Records co-released Brighten the Corners.
I did not know that.
Yeah, so they did a few different albums with Matador. They did a couple of the John Spencer Blues Explosion records. And they did, I think, Liz Phair's White Chocolate Space Egg album.
Whoa, okay.
And so my sister sent me Brighten the Corners, so I think that was my first Pavement album. And I think I'd been exploring them, you know, through music videos on MTV. And I think there was a website called, like, the Pavement Internet Archive that some guy at some college hosted.
Whoa.
Where, like, he had, like, some of the BBC sessions and stuff like that. So, you know, since I was on a high school budget, I couldn't just go out and buy all the records. So I was trying to figure out how to listen to Pavement without owning anything. But I mean, eventually I got them all, but that's right. Kind of how it all started.
It was a good time to look for free music in the late 90s. I mean, with Napster and LimeWire and that kind of stuff, it was easy to track down. Was there a lot of Pavement out there on those types of services when you were looking?
I think the albums were out there. I think as far as like the, you know, the single B-side tracks, I don't think those were as available. I mean, once Napster got really into full gear, like everything was available.
Yeah.
But, you know, in like 1998, I was going to this guy's website, and I think he just hosted it through like his college. and he just had like all the B-sides and all the like the BBC and John Peel sessions.
That must have been like a treasure chest when you found that.
Oh yeah, I remember not having enough hard disk space on my computer, but I just kept downloading them.
Oh. Did you ever get a chance to see them live?
I did. So I saw them on the Bright in the Corners tour. And I lived in San Diego at the time. And a lot of bands like Pavement, they only played like 21 and up venues.
Oh, really?
But Pavement, because, you know, they were bigger than the average indie band, they played an all-ages show. So I was really excited about that.
Oh, wow. Tell me a bit about that show.
So they were on tour with Royal Trucks and Biss. And my sister got me into the show because she was working at the label. And I remember, like, I had like a hard curfew at like 11 o'clock and Pavement had only been playing for like half an hour. And I remember they kicked things off with Father to a Sister of Thought and they sounded great. And yeah, I mean, I wish I could have stayed for the whole show. I had to leave early, but at least I got to see a little bit of Pavement.
Did you make up for it and any of the reunion tours and see them again? Or
yeah, I saw them 3 times on the 2010 reunion tour.
Oh, whoa.
And I saw them.
Where did you see them?
I saw them twice in the LA area. Okay. And then I went to one of the Central Park shows in New York.
Awesome. Yeah, I was at one of those shows too.
Yeah, that I met up with
such a great time.
I met up with an old roommate from college, a couple of my roommates. We all met up to go see Pavement.
Oh, that's a lot of fun. And then you were about to say that you saw them on the 2022 reunion as well?
Yeah, I saw them 2 of the 3 nights that they played in LA.
What venue did they play?
They played the Orpheum.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Like a 3,000-seat theater.
Yeah, it was sort of strange. Like, I saw them at the Fonda, and then I went to Europe to watch a bunch of shows. And it was interesting to see them in theaters, like to see people starting, I guess it's our age, right? Like starting sitting down and then having them, you know, sort of make their way to get us on our feet sort of thing.
Right. I think LA was pretty good at just being into it from the beginning.
Yeah, the Fonda show was in LA and it was tremendous. It was absolutely tremendous. Do you want to shout out your sister for hooking you up with this Pavement knowledge?
Yeah, shout out to my sister Amy. She's not in the music business anymore, but if I have to talk about my musical taste, usually she gets a shout out because she has a big part in that.
That's really cool.
She's actually credited on that Tibetan Freedom concert record.
What?
She's in the credits as assistant A&R.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's fucking cool. That's really cool.
Yeah.
Is there anything else about your origin story that you want to share, or anything else about, you know, Pavement in general that you want to share?
I have a little funny story.
Sure.
A couple months ago, I was taking my kids to Legoland, which is in San Diego.
Okay.
And there was, you know, just some like teenager selling me an Icy. And I was wearing my Pavement shirt and he goes, "Oh, what's that shirt mean?" And I said, "Oh, it's for this 90s band called Pavement." And he goes, "Oh, yeah, that's what I thought. Harness your hopes, right?" And I was like, "Yeah." And he was like, "Yeah, that's a good song. Cool. Like, that's a cool band."
Oh, and like, boy.
Yeah, my mind was totally blown. But I guess that, you know, that song had a moment on TikTok. So like a new generation of like kids are like listening to Pavement now.
My 14-year-old knows it as well. Like, she's like, "Yeah, Dad, I know Pavement." And I'll be like, what do you know? And she'll be like, "Harness your hopes." So funny that song has had a life of its own.
Right.
Yeah. Well, shall we flip the record and talk about the song of the week, track number 35?
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's do it. We'll take a quick break and we'll be right back with song number 35.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey, this is Bob Nastanovich from Pavement. Thanks for listening. And now on with a countdown.
35.
right, song number 35 is the fifth song on the list from Wowie Zowie. It's the penultimate song on that record. Yep, it's Half a Canyon. Ryan, from Soundtrack Your Life, what are your initial thoughts about this song?
It's a great song. I really like this song. For some reason, for a long time, I thought this was the last song on Wowie Zowie. It has that epic finale, you know, with how it ends and like just this big jam of chaos.
I love it.
But it's one of my favorite Pavement songs where you can't really hear the vocals that well.
Agreed. Yeah. And from a bang for your buck perspective, it's 6 minutes and 10 seconds, and it's only got like two paragraphs of lyrics. Like it's very sparse on the vocal part, but you're right. It is like a jam of chaos as it continues.
Yeah. And there's been times where like, I'll just have that beginning riff like stuck in my head and I'll have to like remember like where it's from. Like I'll know Malcolmist wrote it and I'm like, where's that riff from? It's so catchy and it's kind of bluesy, but yeah, in a very Malcolmist way.
Yeah, I agree. So what is your relationship with this song? You jumped on for Bright in the Corners. How did it look going backwards? At what point did you start to go backwards and look at Wowie Zowie and records like that? And what did you think of this song when you first heard it?
So, you know, once I got Bright in the Corners, I immediately went back to try to get whatever Pavement albums I could find. I think Wowie Zowie was maybe the last one I was able to pick up.
Okay.
And I think at first the album in general didn't quite grab me the way, you know, like Crooked Rain, or even Slanted and Enchanted did.
Yeah.
But this was definitely one of the highlights early on because, you know, that riff is so catchy and because it's such a visceral sort of rock song at the end. So it was definitely one of my highlights of Wowie Zowie. And Wowie Zowie is one of those albums where I feel like your favorites from it always change.
Well, there's so many tracks, right?
Yeah, like I feel like what I liked at, you know, 20 and what I liked at 25 and 30 and so on. Like if you were to ask me my five favorite songs from Wowie Zowie, I'm sure it'd be different every time.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah, it's a dense record and it varies in styles. Like whereas Crooked Rain is, you know, Malcolmist has called it his classic rock or their classic rock record. It's tough to summarize what Wowie Zowie is in like a short sentence.
Yeah, it kind of just goes all over the place.
Yeah.
But it still is a cohesive album.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. So talk to me about a little bit about what you think. This is tough. This one's going to be real tough. What you think this song is about? Any ideas?
Well, he does bring up witch trials quite a bit.
That's true. Yes.
I cheated a little bit and I went to like Genius to see if there was an actual like meaning for the song.
What do they have to say?
They pulled up a snippet from a Malcolmist interview from like 2018 where he's like, yeah, the lyrics are just there for decoration.
I feel like that's so many songs, you know, that he would say it that way, even though, you know, we enjoy the songs and look for content in his word salad. It doesn't surprise me that he would say that it's just sort of a costume for the skeleton of the song.
Yeah. And my friend who I went to one of the Central Park shows with, he says that sometimes that he just feels like Malcolmist is just like rapping.
Oh, that's interesting. I hadn't really ever thought about that. Well, I got to ask the question. Do you think this song is overrated, underrated, properly rated? And I realize it's tough to do when you don't have the whole list in front of you. But this comes in at number 35. Should it be higher or lower, or is 35 about right?
Like I said, with Wowie Zowie, I think it's such a, like, it's an album where even the deepest cut has its fans, so I can't say that it's overrated.
Right.
I'm going to say properly rated.
Okay, I'll take that. Yeah, I think so. Around 35, it's a memorable track off Wowie Zowie. Yeah, 35 sounds about right to me as well. Well, Ryan, from Soundtrack Your Life, do you have anything that you would like to plug before we button this sucker up?
Sure. Soundtrack Your Life is a podcast that I host with my friend Nicole. We talk about awesome soundtracks with guests. We've had different musicians. We've had like Lou Barlow from Sebado on the podcast.
Get out.
Craig Wedren from Shudder to Think.
Cool.
We've had Daniel Ephraim, who put together the Steve Keen art book, and he's the manager of the Apples and Stereo. He's been on a couple episodes. We just talked to people about soundtracks and needle drops. And obviously, we've done an episode on Brain Candy because I have to do an episode on that one because of Painted Soldiers.
Is so good.
But, you know, it's we release two episodes a month, and it's a lot of fun. I think if you're a Pavement fan, you'll probably like a lot of our episodes.
So find that at Soundtrack Your Life. Is it .com or
just .net.
Search for that on your .net. And then if not, search for that on your podcast app.
Yeah.
And you'll likely find it.
Yeah, where you can find this podcast, you can probably find Soundtrack Your Life as well.
Cool. Well, thank you so much, Ryan. It was a pleasure to meet you today, and I'm real happy that we got to do this.
Yeah. It is an honor to talk Pavement on the Meeting Malcolmist podcast.
Oh, thanks, dude. That means a lot. Take good care. We'll talk to you soon. And don't forget, wash your goddamn hands.
Thanks for listening to Meeting Malcolmus, a Pavement podcast, where we count down the top 50 Pavement tracks as selected by you. If you've got questions or concerns, please shoot me an email, jd@meetingmalcolmus.com. Podcasts and such.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.